Okay, here we go. Ron Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, top of the oven. Haroe Huna Bachalom. If someone sees the name Huna, they see the name Hey Vav Nun Aleph, the name Huna in a dream. Nes Nasilo, because of the Nun Huna, so you can assume that a Nes is going to happen. Nes is going to happen to him. Okay, Nun is corresponding to the Nes. Chanina, Chananya, Yochanan. If a person sees a name that has two nuns, Nisei Nisim Nasulo, he's going to have incredible Nisim happen to him. Haroa Hespid Bachalom. If a person sees the word Hespid in a Chalom, Mina Shamayim Chasu Alav. That means that in Shamayim they had mercy on you. Upidauhu, and they redeemed him. Vahani Mila Biksava. But all these things is only if you see them in print, meaning you see the name written. Huna, Chanina, Hespid, that we're talking about, that you see the name, this word written, so then these things, these interpretations are true. Ha'ona Yehesh Me Rabba, if a person sees in his dream, he answers Amen Yehesh Me Rabba in his dream, Mevarach, I'm sorry, Yehesh Me Rabba Mevarach, Muvtach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba. So you can be rest assured that you're going to go straight to Olam Haba. Ha'kore Kriyashma, if a person reads Kriyashma in their dream, Ro'i Shetishra Alav Shechina El Sha'in Doro Zakalakach. So that means that it's roi, that the Shekhinah should be shora, but unfortunately your generation is not at that madrega. Hamaniach tefillin b'chalom. If a person puts on tefillin in a dream, yitzapet l'gedula. He should look forward to gedula, to prominence. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'ro kolam yartz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha. All the nations of the land will see that the name of Hashem is called upon you. V'tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Agadol Omer elu tefillin shabarosh. That's a reference to tefillin shabarosh. Hamispal b'chalom, if a person davens in a dream, simin yofelo, that's a good sign. V'hani mile delo siyem, that's assuming that he woke up while he was still davening. If you woke up while you're still davening, that's a good sign. As Rashi says, it's a sign that you're close to the Ribbono Shel Olam.
If you're davening while you're sleeping, but not
no. If you dream, and in your dream you're davening, not that you're davening while you're sleeping. Okay? Zog de Gemara Viter. Okay, these are a little bit more disturbing. Haba al imo b'chalom. Okay, a person that has relations with his mother in a dream. Yitzapel labina. He should look forward to understanding. Shneimar ki im labina tikra. Okay, and it's a play on the words im and aim. That aim is a mother, so it's so you can look forward to understanding. Haba al naira morasa. Person has relations with the Nara Maras in his dream. Yitzapel Torah. He should look forward to Torah. Shneimar Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Morasha Kilas Yaakov Al Tikre Morasha Ela Miora Ela Miurasa. Right. So we read the word. It's a play on the word Morasha and Miurasa. That it's like you're betrothed. Nara Maras is a Naira that's betrothed to someone else. Habal achoso b'chalom. If a person has relations with his sister in a dream, yitzapel lechachma. You should look forward to knowledge. Shneamar emor lechachma achosi at. So you say to chachma, you are my sister. Habal eishes ish b'chalom. If a person has relations with a married woman in his dream, muvtach lo shu ben olam haba. He's certain that he's going to get to olam haba. Okay. V'hani mile, says the Gemara. Delo yada lavalo hira ba meorta. We're talking about a case where a person is not thinking about a specific woman during the day, because then as we explained previously in other Gemaras, then that's why you dreamed about it at night. We're talking about where you didn't see anybody. It's not like you know someone during the day and a person dreamed about them. No, it's just stab out of the blue. So you're a ben olam haba. Rashi explains that it means that you're going to get olam haba. You're going to get your chelek and other people's chelek. And that's the symbolism of the dream that a person's having relations with someone else's wife. That means they're going to get his chelik and olam haba and someone else's chelik and olam haba as well. Orta is during the day.
We recently had orta.
Yeah. We had last
hour.
Yeah.
Or
something.
Right.
It was
sure.
Well, okay,
I
don't
know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Light, so I don't know why
I think. All right. I think the Gemara Pesachim in the beginning discusses when the Gemara talks about Orla Arbasa. There's a whole discussion. You look in the beginning of Pesachim. Here we go. Zakti Gemara Vayta. Amar Rabbi Chiya Baraba. Haroa Chitim B'Chalom. Okay. Now we're getting a little more tame. If a person sees wheat in his dream, Ra'a Shalom. That means he sees peace. Shenemar Hasam Gvuleich Shalom Chelev Chitim Yas Bi'ech. So since we have this connection between Shalom and Chitim, so if you see Chitim, it's a sign of peace. Harava Sa'orim B'chalom. If a person sees barley in his dream, Saru Avanosav. then your sins have left you. Shenamar, the pasuk says, "V'sar avonecha v'chatosecha tuchupar," that your sins have left you, and your sins are atoned for. It's a play on the word v'sar, like seor, sar, seorim, sar. So that's the idea. Amar Rabbi Zera, "Analo salki mi bavel eretz Yisrael adchazoy sare bechelma." He says, "I did not leave Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael until I had a dream about barley. Once I had a dream about barley, then I knew I was in good shape. Baruch Hashem, my sins were atoned, and now I can go." Haroa gefen teuna b'chalom. If a person sees a vine that's full of grapes in his dream, ein ishto mapelas nefalim. That means that's a good sign that your wife is not going to miscarry. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, eshtecha kegefen poriya. It's a play on the word eshtecha, eshtecha, ishtecha, that your wife is like a gefen poriya. She's like a vine full of grapes that she's going to give birth and not rachmana litzlan miscarry. So reka, but what if it's a vine, just stam a vine? Yitzapel la Mashiach. So you should look forward to Mashiach. Shenamar osri la gefen iro vela so reka bni asono. So here with so reka is a vine. We talk about bni asono. A donkey, Mashiach is going to come on a donkey, so that's a reference to Mashiach. If a person sees a fig in his dream, his Torah is going to be secure within him. The one who guards his fig, he will eat its fruit. If a person sees pomegranates in his dream, zutri, if they're small pomegranates, pare iske kiramona, that means his business will be fruitful like a pomegranate. Ravrave, if they are big pomegranates, rabe iske kirimona, then his business will get big like a pomegranate. Palge, if it's pomegranates that are cut up into pieces, im tamen chachamu yitzaper l'Torah, if he's a tamen chacham, he should look forward to Torah. Shneimar ashkecha miyayin harekach me asis rimoni. Yayin harekach is like spiced wine, which is a reference to Torah, which is a sweet and gishmak, like spiced wine. And we have this pasuk of Rimoni, Me'asis Rimoni. So we have this reference that if it's pieces of a pomegranate, if it's a Talmud Chacham, you can look forward to Torah. If he's an Amaretz, so he's not going to learn Torah too much, but he should be mitzapa for mitzvos. Shenamar kefelach harimon rakaseich, mai rakaseich afilu reikonin shevacha. So even the reikonim, even the empty ones among you, like the Ame Haaretz, meleim mitzvos karimon. This is when I had a fill of mitzvos like a rimon. That's why we eat a rimon on Rosh Hashanah to symbolize that. Yeah. In between an Ame Haaretz and a Talmud Chacham. Yeah. If you're not a Talmud Chacham, you're an Ame Haaretz. Maybe we're just all Amaratzim, and then because we're not Talmud Chachamim yet. Okay? We have to aim to be an Amaretz. I'm telling you, a Talmud Chacham. I mean a Talmud Chacham. Zogtei Gemara Vayta, Aroa Zeisim Acham, if you see olives in your dreams, Zutre, if they're small olives, Porei V'Rovei, V'Koi Iske Kizesim. So that means he'll have a lot, and a lot of small olives, like a lot of business, and his business will be like olives. V'hani milei pri, that's assuming that you see the fruit that's called an olive, right? That's called a zayis. Aval ilone, but if you see olive trees, havyan le bani merubim, that's a sign for many children. Shenemar banecha kishesile zaysim, your sons are like the olive plantlings. Ika de amri haro zayis b'chalom shem tov yotzelo, some say that if you see an olive in your dream, you're going to have a good name, a good reputation. Shenemar zayis ranan yifei peri toar kara Hashem shemech. So you see that Hashem will call you by a good name, and it talks about Zaysim, so that's a reference to a good name. Haro Hashem and Zayis b'chalom, if you see olive oil in a dream, Yitzapelim or Torah, you should look forward to enlightenment in Torah. Shenamar Zapasik says, Vayikho Elecha Hashem and Zayis Zach, and we know that that's a mashal for Torah as well. Haro Tamarim b'chalom, if a person sees dates in his dream, Tamu Avonosav, his avonos are finished. Shenemar tam avoneich bas tzion. We use this language of tam avoneich, that your sins are completed. Amar Rav Yosef aroa eiz b'chalom, if you see a goat in your dream, shana misbarachasel, you're going to have a good year. Izim, if you see multiple goats, shanim misbarachasel, you're going to have good years. Shenemar's pasuk says, v'dei chalev izim lelach mecha.
So we see this idea of izim and lechem, which is a reference to parnasa. You're going to have a good parnasa. Haroa hadas machalom. If you see hadasim in your dreams, nechasiv matzlichin, you're going to have a good parnasa. The Rashi explains because the hadas, the leaves of the hadas all cover one another, like the whole thing is covered with hadat, with leaves, so it's like your business is going to be very matzliach. Vim ein lo nechasim, let's say you don't have a business, right? So then Yerusha, nofela salmi makam achir, you're going to win the lotto, right? You're going to get a Yerusha from someplace. Amar Ula, va'amri lo b'masnisa tana, so Ula says, some say it's learned in a braisa, v'hu dechaza b'kanaihu. That's assuming that you see them all together attached in one place. Meaning if you see like a bunch of hadassim branches like detached, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about they're attached to each other and they're robust. Haroa esrog b'chalom. If a person sees an esrog in a dream, hadar hu lifnei kono. Just like we call an esrog a pri etzhadar, sh'nemar pri etzhadar kapos tmarim. So therefore you are glorified in the eyes of Hashem. Haroa lulav b'chalom. If a person sees a lulav in his dream, that means your heart is unified in its mission for Hashem. Lev echad, like lulav, you have one heart. Haroa avas b'chalom. If you see a goose in your dream, yitzap el chachma. You should look forward towards chachma. Shneamar chachmos b'chutz tarona. And I guess because a goose like makes noise outside, like this chachmas b'chutz tarona. And if one has relations with this goose in their dream, have a Rosh Yeshiva. you'll be a Rosh Yeshiva. Yes. It's part of the problem with doing this all bikiyas. Amar Avashi ani reisia ubasi aleha v'salkis legadul. He says it happened to me. I had this dream and I became a big Rosh Yeshiva. A person sees a hen in their dream, or a chicken in their dream. It's apple a ben zachar. You should look forward to a ben zachar. Tarnagolim, multiple tarnagolim. It's apple a banim zacharim, right? Multiple sons. Tarnagoles. If you see a female, a hen in your dream, it's apple a tarbitza na'a vegila. Rashi brings two pshatim for tarbitza. Either it means a beautiful garden, or it means a beautiful base medrash. But gila means a cause for rejoicing. Tar negol is tarbitza na'a vegila. Tar negol. Tarbitza na'a vegila. Haroa beitzim b'chalom. If you see eggs in your dream, tluya b'kashasa, that means that your request to Hashem is pending. Okay, why? Because a beitzah, you can't see the food. The shell covers the food. So you don't know if your bakasha is going to be answered or not. Nishtabru, if you see broken eggs in your dream, Naseis bakashasa. That means that the food is now revealed. That means that Hashem is going to do your bakasha. V'chein egozim. So too, if you see walnuts in your dream, v'chein kishuim, v'chein koklei zchuchis. Anything that can break, essentially. If you have walnuts that are in a shell, kishuim. Not sure what it's referring to. No, I don't think so. Kishuim usually are like cucumbers or gourds, but I'm not sure how they can break exactly. I guess if you see smashed gourds, maybe. Or klei zchuchis, if you see also like broken glass, it's the same idea. V'chein kol hanishbarim ka'elu, all things that can break, it's the same idea. Anytime you see something that's broken in your dream, so it's a good sign that your bakasha is going to be answered. Hanichnas lekrach nasu lo chafotzav. If a person in his dream is entering a big city, that means that your desires will be fulfilled. Shneamar v'yanchem. That he guided them to the place of their destination. If you're shaving your head in your dream, simin yafelo, that's a good sign. Rosh of ezikno, if you're shaving your head and your beard in your dream, lo ulucho mishpachta, that's a good sign for you and for your family. Rashi explains that shaving is a sign for gedula, vaigalach vaichalif simlosav, as we said yesterday by Yosef, it's a sign of something great. Hayoshev ba'areva kitana. If a person is sitting in a small boat in a dream, shem tov yotzelo, he's going to have a good name. Ba'areva gedol, if you're sitting in a big boat, lo ulucho mishpachta, that's a good sign for you and your entire family. Hani mile de medalye deluye, that's assuming that the boat is riding on a high wave. It's on a high, like a crest of a wave, so that's, your olul gedula. Hanifne b'chalom, if a person goes to the rest, he relieves himself in a dream. Simen yafelo, that's a good sign. Shneamar mihart so elihipasech. We're talking about a gedolim here, relieving yourself in the form of gedolim. So it's this pasuk mihart soet, also the play on soet soa, right? That even though soa is with an aleph, but it's a play on the word ali pasach. It's a good sign. V'hali milei delo kanach. That's assuming that you didn't clean yourself afterwards. Right? That's when it's a good sign. Ha'ola legag b'chalom. If a person goes up to the roof in a dream, ola legdula. That's a sign that he's going to go up to be great. Yet yarad. If afterwards he goes down, yored migdula. That means he's going to go down from his greatness. Abai v'rova d'amri tarvayu kevan she'ola ola. Abai v'rova both say no. Once you go up in the dream, once you go up to the roof, even if you come down in your dream, that does not mean you're going to go down from your gedula. Once you're up, you're going to be ola legdula. Hakorea begada v'chalom. If a person tears his clothing in a dream, korim lo gzardina. That's a good sign that in Shemaim they're tearing up a negative gzardin about you. Ha'omid arum b'chalom. If you're standing in your dream without any clothing on, bebavel omid belo chait. If it's in Bavel, that means that you're without sin. Beretz Yisrael arum belo mitzvos. But if it's in Eretz Yisrael, it's bad. That means you're without any mitzvos, because Eretz Yisrael is a place of mitzvos. So that means you're arum without any mitzvos. Hanitvos lesradiot. If a person gets captured by a Roman officer or stama, any type of officer in your dream, shmira nasislo. That means that there's a certain shmira upon you in heaven. Nasnu bekolar. If they put you in chains, hosifulo shmira al shmirasa. That's an extra level of shmira that's in Shemaim on you. That's assuming that it's like iron chains, but if it's just a rope, they tie you up with a rope, that's not something good. A person goes into a swamp in their dream. Nasa Rosh Hashiva, you're going to become a Rosh Hashiva. Rashi explains because a swamp has all sorts of different, big trees, little trees, shrubs, everything is there together. So it's like a yeshiva where you have all sorts of talmidim. You have guys who do talk during shir, you have guys who don't talk during shir, you have all sorts of talmidim. Layar, but if you go into a forest, Nasa Rosh Livnei Kala. A forest, Rashi explains, only has tall trees. So in a forest, you only have tall trees. That's the Kala. The Kala, he explains, is the Chazara Shir. Essentially, what would happen is that the Rebbe would give the Shir. Everybody would be sitting there. Whoever didn't understand went, to play golf. And whoever did understand stayed for the Chazara Shir. So if you're the Rosh of the Chazara Shir, that means you're really good. So that means that's a very chashuv position. Rav Papa and Rav Huna Barei de Rav Yoshua Chazu Chelma. They both saw a dream. Rav Papa the Ayla Agma Nasa Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Papa went into a swamp. He became Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Huna Barei de Rav Yoshua the Ayla Yar Nasa Rosh Lebedei Kala. He went into the forest. He became the head of the Chazara Shir. Ika de Amrei Tarvayu La Agma Ayla. Some say they both went into a swamp. El Rav Papa the Tali Tavla Nasa Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Papa had a bell hanging around his neck, which would make noise. So that's like the Rosh Hashiva was giving a shir in public, making noise. He was the Rosh Hashiva. Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua Delo Tali Tavla Nasa Rosh Livnei Kala. He didn't have a bell, so he became the Rosh for the elite Chabura. He wasn't speaking to everybody, he was speaking to only a select group. Omar Avashi, Ano Aylis La'agma V'Tali Tavla V'Navchi B'Nevuchei. So he said, in my dream, I went into a swamp, I had a bell around my neck, and I was going nuts. I was like ringing the bell like crazy. So that's why we know that Rav Ashi became a Rosh Yeshiva. Tani Tanaka made the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Hamakis Damachalim. If a person bloodlets in a dream, Avonosav Mechulunlo, his sins will be forgiven. Because sins, Rashi explains that the sins are compared to red. Right? We always, whenever in the Tzlichos, we talk about the sins being compared to red. So if you're bloodletting, the red is coming out of you, that's like the sins coming out. But doesn't a brisa say that if you bloodlet in a dream, that means that your sins are arranged, which doesn't sound like a good thing. So the Gemara says, no, my sidurin, sidurin limachal. It means they're arranged to be forgiven. That's what arranged means. Tani Tanaka made the Rav Sheshe, Sarona, Chashpachalim, if you see a snake in your dream, parnasaso mizumeneslo. That means that you're going to have easy parnasa, just like a snake, right? Eats anything that's on the ground, right? Afar tocha, kol yimei chayecha. He eats from the dust of the land. So therefore, your parnasa is going to come easy. Noshko, if the snake bit you, nich palolo, then that means you're going to have double parnasa. Hargo, if you kill the snake of the parnasa, but then you're going to lose your parnasa. Amalei Rav Sheshes says, no. Kol shekin shenich pala parnasa. No, if you kill the snake, that means you're going to get even more parnasa. That's not a sign that your parnasa is going to be ruined. It's a sign you're going to get even more parnasa. Velohi. Right, but it's not true. Meaning, it's not Rav Sheshes' interpretation. It's not a valid interpretation. Rav Sheshis Udechaza Chirya Bechelme Vekatle, because Rav Sheshis himself had this dream where he saw a snake and he killed it, so he wanted a good interpretation for this dream. So that's why he said that interpretation. That's what Rashi explains. Yeah.
Doesn't show that all these interpretations are biased.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're in like bad sounding dreams, into
in general, not. But here, where you have the Dafka Rav Sheshis arguing, and the Gemara says Rav Sheshis had that dream, so therefore we can't. Rashi says we can't accept his interpretation. Zogt Gemara weiter. Tani Tana Kamei Rabbi Yochanan Kamine Mashkin Yofin Lachalom Chutz Min Ayayin. Anytime you see a beverage in your drink, it's good, except for wine. Wine is not good. Or I shouldn't say that. Wine is not necessarily good. Yesh Shosei V'Tovlo V'Yesh Shosei V'Ralo. Sometimes you're drinking wine in a dream and it's good. Sometimes you're drinking wine in a dream and it's not good. Yesh Shosei V'Tovlo Shenemar V'Yayin Yisavach Levav Enosh. So sometimes it's good if you're drinking wine in a dream because the Pasuk says that wine makes hearts happy. And sometimes you drink wine in the dream and it's a bad sign because sometimes people get drunk because they want to get rid of their troubles. So Rabbi Yochanan said to the Tana, he said you should teach people that if a Talmid Chacham drinks wine, if you're a Talmid Chacham and you drink wine in your dream, that's always good. And there's a drasha that it's like masachti, like maseches, that if a Talmid Chacham is drinking wine, that's a sign for increased learning. We'll stop here.